Feedy is recommending changes for the district's underutilized schools. He says while many public schools in the urban core have empty desks, charter schools are setting up in more populated areas and taking some high-performing students. Brown represents an area of Jacksonville that would be affected by the boundary changes. She says her constituents feel like the boundary changes have already been made without concern for what they think.
First of all, I want real, meaningful community input, and I want real research and recommendations. I don't want you to be talking down to us saying this is what we're doing. Let's do some studies. Let's do the best practice. What works in other communities?
Feedy is calling for working groups to engage the community and make recommendations to the school board. But in a timeline presented Tuesday, the groups have just a 15-day period to get community input. The board discussed taking a slower approach and allowing more time to educate and engage the community. It will continue the discussion at a committee meeting September 15th. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.